It's time for everybody's favorite show, the Heather Nursery Gardening Corner. Now, here's the gardening expert, Dwayne Hastad, along with Paul Ramo, whose gardening knowledge stops at the produce section of the grocery store.
And it's time for the garden show here on Q92 with Dwayne Hastad from Heather Nursery Floral and Greenhouse. How are you doing this morning, Dwayne?
It is just busy.
It always is at Heather's, it looks like.
I don't know. It seems this morning was exceptionally busy, but that's great. Doing a lot of landscaping type projects, you know, and we got some rain. I think people got excited because of the rain last night.
Yeah, it's kind of different around our Q92 listening area. I heard down by Clear Lake, South Dakota, they had like 6 inches of rain.
Well, we don't need that.
Nope, that's a lot.
How much did we get?
I'm not sure what we got. Let's see. Oh, 1.2 north of St. Leo and 6/10 here in Madison.
So we got a good amount, so that's great. I live next to a soybean field. I think the soybeans grew overnight. And I think all the gardens are going to be happy today, too. We've had some heat and not a lot of moisture, and getting the rain is just unbelievable. Our horticulture concern / blessing, I call it blessing because...
I saw that.
Is the rain.
Yep.
And, you know, people think rain is just moisture, but it's a lot more than moisture. You get the hydrogen and the oxygen and you get the wet, but 70% of our atmosphere is nitrogen, believe that or not. Mm-hmm. And when it rains, it brings that nitrogen down and other trace minerals, and it actually helps fertilize your garden, your lawn, your fields. And so it's a moisture plus free fertilizer.
What was your grandfather saying to you all the time about
my dad?
Your dad, okay.
Never complain about the rain.
Never complain.
You know, I was in a flood once, and I was standing up to my knees in water in my nursery, and I thought about my dad, and I said, I'm going to complain this time.
What is the perfect storm, for gardens, lawns? You know, you want it to rain every other day, get some heat. What's the perfect storm there?
If you had a perfect world, okay, yeah. In our area, if you got an inch a week, perfect, nice and slow, you would be smiling all day long.
And with heat, then?
With
sunshine.
Warm. Yeah, you want it warm and sunny because, you know, you're getting the energy. It's energy from the sun, okay? And the warm will make them grow faster, and then you need the nutrients and the moisture.
Okay, good. I've often wondered about that. So what's the perfect, what would you like to have it, rain and sunshine and all that kind of stuff?
You know, if you have an irrigated lawn, You want to get an inch of water on your grass a week.
Okay.
That's your goal.
Good.
Maybe not all at the same time, but in the heat of the summer, you want to water more, and so it goes deeper, so you encourage your roots to go deeper, so that's not affected so much by that heat.
Okay. We're going to open up our phone lines once again for your lawn or garden questions for Dwayne. Just give us a call here at 320-598-7301. That's 598-7301 for a lawn or garden question for Dwayne. Or you can email it over at klqpfm@farmerstel.net. Dwayne, what's our plant of the week?
I picked a lot of plants, and I picked grandma's old plants, if you saw that too. White flowering plants. White flowering grandma plants. What I mean by grandma plants is that your grandma always had these plants. There have been varieties that have been around for a while. Bridal wreath spirea. It's a huge plant. You should have it out in the middle of your yard and let it get big. And it has long, drooping branches with flowers all the way down. They're blooming right now. Absolutely gorgeous.
Okay, so it's called what? Grandma's plants?
Oh, that's when I think of these plants, I think of my grandma had all these plants. Okay? So it's an older variety of plant. It's called bridal wreath spirea.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
It has small flowers, but the flowers start from the base and go all the way to the end of the branch. And it has millions of flowers on each plant.
It's actually pretty, too.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Look at the pictures online. And then the other picture, a little farther away, is called a snowball by Burnham. Snowball plant.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people call that spirea the snowball plant. That's not a snowball plant. And then a lot of people call the hydrangeas a snowball plant, and that's not the snowball plant. The plant that's called snowball is called Snowball viburnum. It's a big plant. Plant that out in the middle of your yard, and the flowers are about just like you're going to make the size of a snowball, okay, if you're cupping it in your hand.
Right.
And they're just absolutely, it's a pretty plant. Doesn't bloom real long, but it's very pretty.
Okay, good. So, all right.
And there's a lot of other blooming plants that are white right now, and I don't know why this, it's kind of the white season.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Well, our number again to call is 320-598-7301. That's 598-7301 for a lawn or garden question. We have actually quite a few already in, so
we get those questions going.
All right. Well, this person wants you to talk about thistles. She's sick of the thistles already in her garden. She pulls them out by the root. Sometimes she gets a shovel to go deep and get them in the roots on the thistles, she said, are very thick, and sometimes she shovels them out, but she doesn't get them all. So how can I get rid of my thistles in my garden?
It's hard because you can't do a general application, because anything that will kill the thistle will also kill your other plants, unless you are a good target, okay? It's a lot easier to kill a thistle when it's little, okay? So if she's dug those thistles out and they're coming back and they're just little, we have a product that it's an organic product that you can mix two bottles together, and if you get a trigger sprayer and a good shot, you can get right down there and hit the thistle when it's little, and that'll kill the thistle. But you can't get it on your tomato plants because it'll kill that too.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to try to kill the roots, you're going to have to do a, if you're concerned about your garden, an organic herbicide. Or, I mean, Roundup will kill a thistle. Well, Roundup doesn't kill thistles very well either, but an insecticide or a fungus, a weed killer. But you got to be careful in your garden.
Yeah. A thistle's roots are long and thick, huh?
Oh, no. Yeah, you could dig a long ways before you're going to get. And if you leave it in that root, it comes back.
Okay. Yeah, like, just a little bit, I suppose, huh?
Yeah, if you go dig your dandelions out of your yard.
Yep.
You dig one, you get two back.
Okay. So, yeah, there you go, thistles. All right, our next question from one of our listeners here is, are there early signs of lawn disease that I should watch out for? Are there early signs of lawn disease I should watch out for?
Oh, you bet. Especially if you get some moisture, or if you water your lawn, you increase the likelihood of getting a fungus problem. Yellowing of the grass blades, spots on your grass blades is usually, and it's kind of orangey, that's rust, okay? You can get dark green patches that are kind of round shape. That's a fungus type problem. And if you want to do something organically based and get rid of that or keep that out of your lawn, we have a product called Lawn Care Solution, which is a fertilizer and an organic biological, they'll keep the fungal problems out of your lawn.
Okay.
Biomentum Lawn Care Solution, and it'll also eat the fats out of your lawn. If you have a lot of dead grass in your lawn,
yep,
it'll eat that out and turn it into fertilizer.
I talked about this last week, Dwayne, on my lawn. This year, for some reason, there's dead patches. I mean, it's just, there's nothing there. There's just dirt. Oh, I don't know what happened. It's just, you know, there's a couple of them in my lawn.
I got to get back to your place and take care of them.
Oh, yeah. here's another question, and actually this is, it could be my question because I have two young trees in my backyard. This person wants to know, when should I take off my guards around my young trees? You know, the guards that you put around them?
The guards do a couple things, okay? To keep the mice, the rabbits, the rodents away, and that's winter and summer. So if your guards are still loose, and the tree is smaller, then, you know, so it's not rubbing on those trees, I'd leave them on. It also prevents mower blight. So when that guy that has to get that last little blade of grass by your trees, it'll prevent that from scarring the tree. It also prevents sun scald from that sun beating down on it. So if you have tree guards on, leave them on.
Well, how long should we leave them on then? 5 years or?
If you have a smooth bark tree, okay, like some till he starts forming bark, okay, purpose of bark on a tree is to prevent damage on the tree, you know, and something hits it or keep the bugs out. So until it starts forming bark, you should have a tree guard on it.
Okay. All right. Yeah, you really don't see a lot of tree guards around. I don't anyway.
But Heather Nursery and Floral, we got them on all of them.
All of them, yeah, yeah.
You got to come and visit.
I should.
Yeah.
All right. I think we talked about this subject not too long ago. This person says, I want to plant some native plants. What plants would you suggest for native plants? You see that? That's really becoming popular, I think, isn't it? Native plants?
Yeah, it is. If you're asking me, okay, I've been a horticulturist all my life. 52 years I've been doing this. And native plants have been really popular lately. I like native plants in the right spot, okay? I think native plants should be on the prairie. It, you know, God created the prairies, and it took them thousands of years to get the prairie to look like the way it is. We try to take some of these native plants and do some landscaping with them. That's not their spot.
Okay.
That's my... If you're going to have a flower garden or something, you can put some native plants in there. I don't think a native plant is a landscaping plant.
It's not, okay.
That's my opinion.
Yep. You're entitled to your opinion, Dwayne.
I get a lot of calls on that question.
Do you really?
Yeah, I will.
Okay. Oh, you will? Okay.
I will.
Native plants are good for...
Native plants, I plant them all, but they're, put them in the right place.
Okay. All right, well, thanks for calling in the questions here. And Dwayne, we've got a couple minutes. What's going on at Heather Nursery Floral and Greenhouse?
You know, kind of exciting time here. Tomorrow we're going to drone the parks in Dawson for health of the trees and to keep the emerald ash borer out of our parks and to improve the health of the other trees. We're going to drone the parks with our Biomentrum tree solution tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock.
A drone, you said?
With a drone, you know?
Oh.
The little flying creature.
Oh, yeah. Okay, gotcha.
We're gonna drone the parks in Dawson tomorrow to improve the health of our trees.
Nice.
To scare the emerald ash borer out of here, because it's bad. I just, on the radio station today, I heard that Candio High declared that emerald ash borer was in Candio High. So it's out here. So if you have ash trees, come and talk to me about them.
And you want to protect them, yeah.
You want to protect them, yeah.
Destroys them fast, doesn't it?
Yeah, I was down in, we went to the baseball games down in Milroy and went through Marshall, and boy, do their trees look terrible.
Hmm.
And it's here.
Yep.
So if you're concerned about, I don't know if you can, we can drone your trees, or we can spray your trees. And or you can do it yourself. We have the solution right here at Heather Nursery and Floral.
All right, and you got three locations, right?
Yeah, Dawson, Madison, and Montevideo, and we're glad to help you, you know, with trees, shrubs, greenhouse. We have a great selection of greenhouse plants left. So.
All right.
Come and check us out.
All right, Dwayne, thanks for another garden show, and we'll talk to you next Thursday.
You bet. You have a great day, everybody.
Right. Dwayne Hassett with Heather Nursery, Floral, and Greenhouse.